This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, and our phones are open as they always are for you if you want to join us and take control of the airwaves here. Because you can, if you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord call-in line rooms, and they are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And nobody.
Vincent, back from a 3-month break, I guess you could say.
Yeah, they call it summer semester. I just didn't take any classes.
You're a college student. You're going into your final year here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. And also joining us, nobody.
Nobody's here.
Is already making a splash in not quite, well, I guess we can say international headlines at this point, because Cointelegraph covered your filing for mayor. Cointelegraph is a cryptocurrency news site. It's fairly well known, fairly well distributed, well read news site. It's a big one.
But their Keene local news coverage is surprisingly good.
Well, you're a crypto guy. They're not going to cover, you know, a victimless crime spree there. They're going to cover cryptocurrency-related news. And you're accepting cryptocurrency personally. Not, we're, you know, you haven't yet quite decided on...
I'll accept any currency you want to give me, bro.
Well, yeah, as long as it's tradable. I don't know. Do you want to take currency from, you know, some obscure crypto that's not on any exchange? Then there's a lot of hassle that you got to deal with there.
You know, I wouldn't want currency that's not, you know, currently in use.
There you go. But you're not going to turn your nose up at most things.
No. I mean, even if you throw me weird crypto, I'll just throw it in a drawer and see what happens to it.
but no tulips or beanie babies? None of those currencies?
Tulips are fine. 10% of Denmark's gross national product is tulips to this day. They're doing well in the tulip business.
So,
not as well as they expected for about a decade in the 1600s, though. It's really weird.
Would help if I started our video streams. Sorry to those of you who've been trying to tune in. We are now streaming on Twitch and DLive over at twitch.lrn.fm and dlive.lrn.fm. Those are two of our video streaming platforms where you can catch us live. When I remember to hit the start button, thankfully we have the folks in the Discord server who reminded me, so thank you for that. So, nobody, for those just tuning in, you filed first, actually, for your campaign for mayor. This is, I believe, your inaugural run. You know, you've had a long history of activism.
This is the second time.
Really?
Second time running for mayor. The first time they threw me off the ballot because I was in jail.
Okay, because that's what I wanted to go back. I wanted to flash back and mention the fact that you've been here in New Hampshire as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration. I think you moved, was it 2009? 2008?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, somewhere in that range.
2009, February 15th.
Because it was 2009 when you started the historic 420 events that were going on in Keene's Central Square, which made international headlines for being just massive and successful civil disobedience. Shortly thereafter, you were arrested. Within a couple of years after that, 2 or 3 years after that, you were arrested for selling cannabis here in the Keene area, which was a debacle involving the FBI trying to get you to wear a wire into the Keene Activist Center, where their agent perjured himself on the stand during the trial. You faced down up to 100 years in prison, refused to take the plea deal, and ended up going to jail for a little less than a year. The sentence was a year, but a good time you got out.
County year.
Right. You were on probation after that. There was a so-called violation of probation for defending yourself in a fight that happened.
Well, no, actually, that was one of the things that they, two of the things that they accused me of on the violation of probation charge were rioting and being a felon in possession of a deadly weapon. But
which in this case was a monopod that was used for video recording.
Yeah, I mean, basically it was an iron bar.
Mm-hmm.
And so I beat both of those charges because my actions were found to have been justified by self-defense, but they threw me in jail for 6 months because I was still smoking weed, and B, I refused to go to some treatment center and claim to be a marijuana addict. I told the judge that I would no more claim to be a marijuana addict than I would claim to be a unicorn, because neither exist.
Yeah, I loved that. It was one of my favorite hearings. I mean, I didn't love that you were going to jail again, but I loved how you were able to negotiate, basically, with the court in that case. You essentially told the judge, hey, look, marijuana is kind of my thing, and I'm going to keep doing it regardless of whatever your probationary terms are. So I'd rather you just go ahead and lock me up for some specified amount of time and then let me out with no probation rather than me having to live with these ridiculous terms over my head that I'm not going to abide by. And so you actually did negotiate successfully, where the judge was like, okay, well, we'll just send you away for this more amount of time, and once you get out, you won't have to deal with any of these terms.
Yeah, my probation officer went in and basically he was just like, yeah, this guy's an anarchist. He's not going to do what we tell him to do. So I think you should just throw him in jail for 9 months. And I went in and I said, yeah, well, I'm an anarchist and I'm not going to do what you tell me to do. So why don't you throw me in jail for 3 months?
Right.
And they compromised and threw me in jail for 6 months.
Now, did you get good time on the six as well, to where you got out after like four? For two-thirds? I think there's a two-thirds rule here.
I think that's how it
was. Yeah, I don't think you went in for a whole six.
Yeah, I mean, it ended up being a year and a half in theory and a year in practice, because you do two-thirds of what you do.
Yeah, as long as you're a good boy.
Well, I don't know. I got written up a lot in jail.
And they still gave you good time.
Yeah, they
wanted you out of there.
They hated me. They
so
really did. I made one of their guards quit. They were mad at
you. You were a big influence on that, actually, that guard quitting. I think he also had talked with Russell Canning and me, and it was a few.
Yeah, I'm not saying I was the only one. I was just the one who happened to be in there when he quit.
Were you? Oh, that's right. Yeah, you were. That's right.
Because he spoke at convention, and I was still in jail cheering him on. Brian! Anarchy!
Yeah, we actually had a jail guard quit his job, and it was absolutely because of the influence that he, the positive influence that the activists had on him on the inside. And when he came to me, because he actually came to, it was me and Pete Ayer from Cop Block, who he approached, and he said he wanted to meet us, and he wanted to meet us secretly. Because he was still working at the job at that time, and we met up with him at like a park here in town, and he like brought his kid to go play on the park. That way it looked like he was just happening to bring his kid to the park or whatever. And he talked to us, and he said that he was thinking
deep
about
throat.
Yeah, that he was thinking about quitting his job. And you know, I was like, wow, okay, well, if you do that, then I'd love to have you speak as the keynote speech at Keenvention, the very first ever Keenvention.
So what did he talk to you at all about his thinking, or was it
at that time, you mean?
Yeah, because you know, we were not, I could say whatever I wanted to him when I was in,
sure,
but he could not be always equally forthcoming, because some of the things he thought would clearly get him in Dutch with the authorities. So what, like, was it just the system is wrong and I don't want to be a part of it? Was that his thinking?
I think that it was getting hard for him to do that task, given the things that he'd, you know, come to believe. But it's honestly been 6 years, you know, since that happened. So I think the best answer to that question would be to listen to his own words from his speech, which is on video at the Free Keen YouTube channel. Just search for Keenvention. And it's one word, Keenvention, and Brian Tan, Bryant, T-A-N-N, and that, or just search Brian Tan, and that video will come up, and you can watch exactly what led him to quit his job as a corrections officer. So just I felt like it was important to give a little bit of background, a brief history. It's a very brief, very shortened history of nobody, and to now where you filed for office this week in a mayoral campaign to shake things up in Keene here. We'll talk more about it. You can share your thoughts with us as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, is often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDark bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. All you have to do is dial toll-free here, 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you at discord.lrn.fm. Now, if you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you want to get over to liberty.menu where you can promote the thing that you do. Maybe you've got a business and you want to get some freedom-friendly people through your doors or on your website. You can do that by listing your business at liberty.menu. It's free to do that. Also, digital content creator, perhaps. Maybe you've got an event that you're putting together, or perhaps you're running a political campaign. I would think all of those things would qualify to list over at liberty.menu. Head over there. There's a ratings system, of course, and a bit of a social network so you can connect and share with others. You can use code FTL on your user profile there and get a special free Talk Live listener badge. It's free to list the things that you do so other Liberty people can find out about it. Go to liberty.menu. As we continue here with you in the studio tonight, I'm Ian.
I'm Vincent.
And I'm nobody.
We're kind of, we'll do a little recap on a brief history of some of the highlights of some of nobody's activism here in the Keene area over the last decade now. And culminating in, you know, all of that was a lead up to what you're doing now, which is entering the political field. Now, you did mention...
Well, I'm hoping it's not culminating in that, because that would mean it would be the last thing I did. But but hopefully it will lead to and beyond it.
Indeed. What would be a good word? What's a good word for that, then? Resulting in? What is next? What is happening now? And that is your campaign for mayor. Nobody is running for mayor, as the union leader put it in their article that they published yesterday about this. The union leader is sort of the big paper up here in New Hampshire. It's the Manchester area paper, but it gets distributed across most of the southern tier of New Hampshire pretty effectively. It's a pretty big paper. A lot of times when a story gets picked up in the union leader, it ends up getting picked up by other newspapers. Because, you know, a lot of news agencies watch each other to see, you know, what they're reporting on, and then they end up running with a story that somebody else already did. We haven't seen it blow up yet, but sometimes it can take a few days, and there's no guarantee it's going to happen this time. But, like, for instance, when the...
Well, it's blown up enough that I got recognized in a bar today.
That was really impressive. So I'm glad you mentioned that, because we... you know, it hasn't really gotten big as far as news hit here in Keene. The local newspaper did run a headline about you, but it was more of a, the story was more about all the people who filed on a given particular day for, because the filing window for a local election is open now, and it's open for the next couple of weeks. So the newspaper usually does kind of like a tally every day of who filed on that particular day. And they didn't put you in their first story because the city clerk didn't list you officially until the following day. For some silly
reason. They had a meeting about me. I don't know why. And they didn't have a quorum for it. So they didn't immediately put me on the ballot. And then somebody called up their legal department and told them the situation. And the legal department said, well, your quorum isn't his problem. Right. So put him on the ballot.
Your name change is legal. You went to probate court. You got the paperwork. Mm. And you got the license. You know, so your name change is done.
I'm nobody, baby.
It's a done deal. And so they did finally list you the next day, and that got you the headline. Mm-hmm. But so that means that people are just buzzing about it.
Yeah.
It hasn't been the media in Keene that has gotten the buzz going. It's just the buzz got going.
Yeah. Well, also I got the union leader. They put me in the headline. The story was nobody wants to be mayor of Keene, and then they went back later and quoted nobody. I'm going to call him up and ask him to change it back, because that's shouldn't be quoted. That's my name.
Mm.
It's insulting.
So you know,
I'm going to be offended.
I'm curious which version actually ended up in print. So it might be interesting to stop by the Corner News or one of the local our local newsstand here and grab a copy if there's still any left and see what it says.
And actually, I will probably grab like half a dozen copies because I really regret not having the physical newspapers from the first like 8 days of the 420 rally when we were making front page news in three different towns for eight solid days.
I think it's in today's paper, so we'll have to run by there after the show tonight and see if they've got that. Yeah. So anyway, you've gotten a little bit of coverage. You got the union leader, you got the local paper, and apparently you called into local talk radio this morning at the request of a listener who gave you a heads up that you know, there was talk about the
election.
Yeah,
they were actually talking about me on the radio, and
you didn't know.
She said, well, you got a call, and I was like, yeah, I guess I do.
And you did. We've already had interest from The Guardian over in the UK about this. As I mentioned, Cointelegraph.
When does that Guardian thing come down?
Well, it hasn't come out yet. They contacted me today. I mean, I don't want to jinx anything, right? But
right.
They contacted me and said they wanted to do a story about the movement to in Keene in general. And so I'm going to, you know, let them know about you. I mean, they probably already know about you because I told them in the email today. But you also had an interview with another Bitcoin publication. Bitcoin Magazine interviewed you today about your... No, that wasn't today. They contacted you today.
Yeah, they contacted me, and he's going to call me back.
Yeah.
I couldn't...
So I would say this is a good start. I mean, you've already got a bartender who you've never met before. When you gave her your name, we were at the Thirsty Owl today, which is one of the crypto-accepting bars. I'd never seen her before. She's brand new there.
Yeah.
She asked your name for your order. You know, we were having some breakfast there. And you said nobody. And she looked at you and said, are you the guy running for mayor? And I thought that was so cool because...
We got to start referring to me as the future mayor of Keene.
You don't think, or at least I don't think, of a bartendress as somebody who's going to pay attention to the political scene necessarily. You know, they're there dealing with workaday folks, serving drinks, living their life. You don't necessarily think that they're going to be in tune with the latest news. I mean, this is literally, like, it was almost breaking news. It was like less than 48 hours since you'd filed, or basically 48 hours since you'd filed for office, and she'd already heard about you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's, I think that bodes well. I'm not going to say I think you're going to win, but you could make it through the primary, and you, it's a possibility. I'm not going to say it's impossible that you could win this election.
See, I don't expect the to actually win the office, but I do expect the run to be a win.
Oh, it's already a win. I mean,
yeah, just from a public relations point of view,
yeah.
It's really an opportunity, I think, to you know, have people slow down a little bit and, well, why do you want to call yourself that? Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm. And the union leader did reprint your campaign slogan that you gave to them.
Yeah. Nobody knows how to live your life better than you do, and nobody deserves that kind of power.
Exactly. We've got campaign signs that are designed. We have not printed them yet. So, I mean, the ball's rolling on this, Vincent, and you're just kind of, you just literally came back into town on the very same day that this happened. What were your thoughts when you first heard the news?
Oh, I thought it was going to be big. Like, I didn't expect Rich to go,
nobody
to go all the way and legally change his name. And I think that just shows how serious he's going to be. And
absolutely.
I mean, I think this is going to be great for everyone involved, you know, the electorate, the media, for, you know,
yeah, he
guys.
Did it right. I tried this a decade ago by putting the word nobody in my, like, sort of as my nickname when I ran for office, and they wouldn't let me do it. They couldn't say no to you because you legally changed your name.
It's going to lead to endless snafus in my personal life, though. Sure.
There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us here on Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. 556 ICAGoldSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks plunged after President Trump suggested U.S. companies find alternatives to doing business in China. The Dow lost 623 points to close at 25,629. The NASDAQ and S&P also fell. As the trade war between the United States and China continues, many farmers are feeling the heat.
They have a lot of people in China, and they were taking one row of every three rows that we plant of soybeans. That's a lot of soybeans that they were taking. So to lose that market last year has hurt us, and I think will hurt us for a while. It's going to take a while to recover from that.
That's Iowa farmer Lynn Swanson speaking on Fox News. And the illegal alien accused of killing University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts is waiving his right to a speedy trial. Christian Rivera had a hearing on Friday morning where a judge approved his waiver. Rivera's next hearing is set for October 22nd and 23rd. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll free if you want to join in here. You can at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We are here. We'll also take your calls and thoughts on Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. And I want to make sure that you know about my magic mud and how you can get 20% off with our discount code FTL20 at mymagicmud.com. Yes, you can go and buy My Magic Mud at a bunch of health food stores that you probably heard of, like Sprouts and CVS, Natural Grocers, and even Walmart's Natural Beauty aisle. And the reason why is because they've had tremendous success over most of the last decade that they've been in business. It was their Black Tooth Powder. That is their namesake. That's their original product. It's made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. It's all natural and clinically proven to whiten teeth. You can go and get yours at 20% off with code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. That's MyMagicMud.com. I use their product. I actually use their toothpaste, and they've got mouthwash now, and they've expanded their line, and it's great stuff. MyMagicMud.com. We're talking with Nobody, who's regularly here to co-host the show, but this is kind of a special episode because now you have thrown your hat into the ring for the very first time, because you tried to run for a political office previously.
They just threw it back at me.
Right. And at that time, I think, were you in jail or were you on probation?
I was in jail. jail.
Because I think you tried a second time when you were on probation. Remember we went to the...
Well, we talked about it, but...
We actually went to the State House, if I recall correctly.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
Interesting.
Because I remember you filling out the form and them telling you that you couldn't do it.
Okay.
So this is your first time where you are actually ballot qualified. Mm-hmm. You're going to appear on the ballot. So under your old name, you never actually were successfully able to get on the ballot, but now you are. So your first, you know, your inaugural...
I don't think it was the name that wasn't working for me.
No, it was the fact that you were either in jail or on probation. You can't do it in either of those circumstances.
Yeah.
You can run from jail as long as you aren't convicted yet. So if you're in prior to a trial, you can run from jail. But that's, I believe, the only circumstance under which you could run from jail. Meaning run for office. Running from jail is usually not going to, you know, work out too well for you.
It all depends on what state of collapse the government is in. They are not in the sort of disarray where you can get away with that sort of nonsense up here. But down in Mexico, people do it from time to time.
It's true, like El Chapo.
Oh. Yeah. And, you know, we've had people in America who have... You know, beat feet never been seen again. It's pretty rare.
Yeah, most of the time they just run and then go to their mom's house or girlfriend's house and get picked up again.
Or a country with a non-extradition treaty with the U.S. Or that doesn't have an extradition treaty. But there's very
there aren't many of those. Yeah.
Within reach or ones that you'd want to live in either.
Yeah, that's true. So you're now qualified, you're on the ballot, and what's also interesting about this was the response of one of the two mainstream candidates. You and I were there along with another local libertarian activist. We were there bright and early on Wednesday morning, got up super early because there's always like this line, a very usually short line, but a line of like the hardcore political, you know, candidate types, the ones that are in every election, the ones that know the system from top to bottom. Mm-hmm. And one of the mayoral candidates who, there's two candidates who are current sitting city councilors who announced their campaigns months ago, and you kept yours quiet because the filing period didn't open until Wednesday, but they've been announced, you know, months ago, and they've printed signs up, they've got signs all over town. It's one of the most contentious mayoral campaigns I've seen here in Keene, New Hampshire, the decade plus that I've lived here. I've never seen one that's this active, with this many signs out this early, with, you know, this level of interest of the average kind of person that's living here. And then, so, you know, everybody was thinking, oh, well, it's going to be this guy versus the other guy. And then all of a sudden you throw your hat into the race before the other two were able to do it, because you got in line before one of the mainstream candidates. He was
got a fast hat.
Yeah, he was there early. He actually was there earlier than you, but he was over campaigning in what they call Central Square here in Keene, which is sort of like the classic place where people protest in downtown Keene. So he was there waving at traffic, and you got into the line before he got in. So you actually technically threw in before he did.
I was on the ballot while he was still playing in traffic.
That's right.
I'm surprised Randy Filio hasn't declared a candidacy or is running. Because
he was out there, actually. He was there backing up Mitch Greenwald, candidates. It's still the first few days of filing. There's still two full weeks of filing to go.
Well, I'd be surprised if he didn't run just based off how much grandstanding he did during the nicotine age raise.
Was
he in favor of that?
Oh, yeah, he was. It's like,
I'm going to bust his balls.
He didn't fight.
Debate me.
He's not running against you. He's talking about Randy Filio.
Yeah, he was. Oh, okay. It was Janice Manwaring who was like the vanguard of it.
These are all city councils who you're mentioning. Just for our listeners who don't know.
The deep info.
Yeah, it's not useful to give the names to.
No, just for Rich's sake. No, but Filio was Filio was like greatly in support of it. And even though it wasn't his, I don't believe he submitted it, but we'll see.
So, yeah, he was out there. So nobody filed in, and actually Greenwald, who's the other candidate, one of the other two major candidates that's running for mayor, actually kind of gave you an endorsement. He said to you that your campaign was needed.
He did.
And he said that it would bring much
needed. That's creative editing, but yes. He did say that.
He said that it would bring levity to the campaign, and he's right about that. That's true.
Could that also mean he doesn't take you seriously?
Well, I mean, it could mean that.
Well, it doesn't matter whether he takes it.
I don't take me that seriously.
Right.
I try to avoid it.
Yeah, there was some comment on Reddit. Yeah, the people on the New Hampshire Reddit absolutely hate libertarians. There's, you know, Reddit's kind of full of socialists typically, and lefties
NPCs.
Is there a live free or die Reddit for the other New Hampshire?
I don't know. I should make. Well, the funny thing about the New Hampshire Reddit is it was actually created by a libertarian. So the moderator is actually a libertarian. As I understand it, because I've had a couple of words with the person over a private message, and so the group is full of people who hate libertarians, but the moderator will never delete my posts because he's a libertarian.
Well, to be fair,
that's what I left Facebook for, a place where I could debate people who hated me without the house stacking the deck.
Well, I mean, a lot of the complaints I see on the comments is just because they accuse you of using their platform to advertise your website.
Yeah, well, you know, they're lame about that.
Wait, who did?
The Reddit users of r/New Hampshire. But, you know, someone posted a Union Leader article, so does that mean we're trying to, you know, advertise the Union Leader?
Well,
so
I was the one who posted the Union Leader article. And so
you're trying to advertise the Union Leader.
There's a different one. There's a different one at the top page. So, yeah, I think they do just hate freedom. And, yeah, I mean, it's nothing much to be expected from Reddit to hate freedom. So
yeah, I want to see if I can pull up one of the comments. There's always these hate-filled comments. And, look, I got 31% upvotes on my post. So almost always I'm below 50% on the one announcing nobody's campaign.
Nice.
But that's typical for me. They absolutely hate me there. Almost every comment is negative. But that's always how it is. But one of the comments is, imagine thinking this sort of stuff is taken seriously by anybody. At least Vermin Supreme gets he's a joke. And I responded, you know, later when I finally saw it, you know, next day, I said, what makes you think we want this to be taken seriously? Like, this whole thing is a lampoon, to some extent. It's
a
protest.
I mean, nothing in the system should be taken seriously.
Exactly.
It's all nonsense and lies.
Right, and so it's important to draw attention to that, and that's what we do, and I think it's what we do best here in Keene, is to show the system for a violent, stupid, ignorant, and just generally awful system. And all
it
we have
does
to do
a
is,
lot of things that nobody should do.
And all we have to do is point a camera at them, and then they do all the work for us. I mean, the only work that we have to do is post the video and, you know, comment on it. So we're going to continue here, and you can share your thoughts with us. And the number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, there's actually other stuff in the news that we can discuss with you. Doesn't all have to be nobody here tonight. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just
just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract. We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
You got Vincent.
And you got nobody else.
And we have been talking about nobody's filing for mayor, making history. I mean, I would love to know if anyone else has ever changed their name to nobody. Presumably it could have happened at some point. But
actually, I found a reference on the internet, and I'm going to have to check this out. I didn't have time at the time. I was trying to figure out some coding stuff, but I saw a reference to Wavy Gravy either changing his name to Nobody or endorsing somebody who had.
Isn't that an old hippie from back
in the
day?
Yeah, Wavy Gravy was an old hippie in the 60s.
Right.
And, well, actually, he was a young hippie in the 60s. He's much older now.
Right.
If he's still kicking, I hope so. Keep on trucking there, Wavy.
So I pulled it up on Wikipedia. It says he's 83 years old. Nobody for president and nobody's business. He ran a, quote, nobody for president campaign that held a rally across the White House on November 4th, 1980, which included yippies and a few anarchists to promote the option of none of the above, choice on the ballot.
All right, well, good. I guess there has been some precedent for it. But certainly in the last 40 years, this is basically the only time that I've ever heard anybody doing something like
this. Well, and this was a different thing. He was asking for a none-of-the-above option.
Yeah. Well, I would like to have that option, too.
I would like to have that option.
I'd like it to be binding. I actually talked to Daryl Perry, who, of course, is a elections expert. He's like a walking compendium of knowledge. As I was writing the article about you running for office, because I wanted to see, I wanted to talk to Daryl about where is none of the above available? Because I know there was some jurisdiction, because I talked to him before about it, and I just wanted to clarify. He said, apparently it's only Nevada. So none of the above is an option on the ballot in Nevada. I think it's all races, but it's non-binding. So even if people vote, a majority or plurality vote for none of the above in Nevada, it doesn't matter. The second place candidate will get elected. So it's just a symbolic thing.
Yeah, and see, that's why I think the nobody campaign is a better option. Instead of putting none of the above on the ballot, change your name to none of the above. Put yourself on the ballot and be as close to nobody as possible when you're in office. Mm. Like, the only thing I'm promising to do is cash my checks.
is that the only thing that you're promising to do?
That's the only thing. I mean, I will cash the checks if they put me in office.
I heard the guy from the union leader.
But being who I am, I'm going to have to smash the state up when I got a hold of a piece of it.
That was one of my questions, Nobody. We've been talking a lot about the naming and everything and the history, but I was curious about platform. Like, what should you? Why should the voters vote for you? Right? What are you going to do about an issue of police bias and brutality here in Keene? What would you do about that if elected?
Well,
Mr. Body,
the first thing that I would do is everything in my power, and obviously I'm going to be limited by political considerations. I'm not going to have a city council on my side. I'm not going to have a base to work with. So it's going to be catch as catch can. The first thing that I would like to do is change police policy in Keene such that drug offenses are not prosecuted, and just basically reassign people out of the drug task force and
the
vice squad, to the extent that there is a vice squad in Keene, and put them. No. What I'd like to do, I'd like to say, hey, well, first off, do you guys have a big pile of rape kits like everybody seems to? Because if so, let's put you people to work hustling those along to some labs, because there may be some sleeper prosecutions left out there. Then basically, reassign people to homicide, to robbery, to, all of the real crimes with real victims.
Well, littering is a crime, and it does have victims, everyone. So I think I would suggest, what would you do since there's not very many homicides or robberies here in Keene, what would you do about, with the surplus of police officers and litter?
Well, there's plenty of crime in Keene. I mean,
there's a lot of heroin addicts.
There's more that I would like to see. There's a lot of heroin addicts.
And that leads to
crime.
And
that leads to a lot of crime, because that, being a heroin addict creates a huge financial burden on you, and due to the drug war. I mean, the world would be, think about what it would be like if heroin was actually legal like aspirin. For one thing, it would cost about 50 cents a dose.
Mm-hmm.
So basically,
which is the reason why people commit robberies and breakings and enterings and, and steal things. The reason why that happens is because the price is so expensive. It's not because they're high on heroin. Somebody doesn't get high on heroin and think they need to steal from their grandmother. They steal from their grandmother or they break in.
People get high on heroin, they look like they're doing yoga.
Yeah.
They're just laid back like dead flies.
Right, but eventually they run out and then they've got to get more.
And then they're liable.
And if it's expensive, as it is in the black market, then they have to commit crimes in order to afford their habit. And that's where the crime comes
from. Or they, you know, there's some cases where they become dealers themselves in order to fund their habit, and it just perpetuates the issue like a virus.
Oh, yeah, well, that actually is a vicious cycle, because the whole become a dealer thing, a lot of people, when they're early in their addiction, they're... For one thing, they're beguiled into believing that this is a sustainable path, because they see people who are managing to sustain it by selling it. Okay? And you can do that for a while. And it creates the illusion that it's not harming those people because they're making a huge amount of money. So, you know, at least they're not out robbing people. So if you start doing heroin and you kind of like it, but I don't want to find myself useless and out of a job, and you know that my boss would fire me if he found out. Well, that's okay, because you can make a fortune selling it. It's like playing the lottery. Mm-hmm. And when I say it's like playing a lottery, let's extend that and say a mathematically bad idea. But that allows people to keep playing the game while their addiction is getting ingrained in them. And it's especially fascinating with crack, because crack, when you smoke it, makes you really motivated and a really bad gambler. And so a lot of people, you know, they're smoking some crack. Oh, I'm going to take, you know, $1,000 and get half an ounce of crack and sell it out to people and make a fortune, you know. And, of course, they always smoke it because they're crackheads. But... none of this is to say I must confess I've done this myself.
We've all had our dark times.
Yeah, but you know, that gives me a perspective. How many of these candidates have ever actually had a real conversation with an addict?
Very few.
How many of them know anything about addiction in the classic sense? Unless there's a chem-dep therapist amongst them, none of them do. I know exactly how it works from both a business point of view and from a personal point of view. So, you know, in terms of, it's hard to find war on drugs issues at the local level, but to the extent that I can, well, safe injection sites, I think, would be a good thing. But basically the only involvement I would want the city to have with it is like,
leave them alone.
We're gonna issue you a license to be a safe injection site.
Yeah.
Okay? And that just means, okay, you're now a demilitarized zone on the war on drugs.
Right. The cops can't show up there and round people up.
Exactly. And, you know, addicts die alone, because when they're not alone, somebody can help them, especially since the advent of Narcan.
The toll-free number is 855-453. If you want to join us, hour two is next. Monopoly socialism version? We'll tell you about it coming up.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.